Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everyone. This is the Queen of the Street Grade Queen, and you are listening to Eyes Up Here on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. How was episode one? I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm glad you came back for episode two. As always, I am with my co-host, Chadster. Chad, how are you today?
Fine as I'll ever be. We made it from episode one to episode two. So as long as we make it to episode three, we're in good shape. We have business to attend to first.
Oh, well, let me just say, I thought episode one was a stellar episode. We got great feedback. Lots of banter going on social media about Bully Ray, a.k.a. Bubba Ray Dudley. Great interview. And we have so much more to come. So I'm super excited. But today it's just me and you. And we're just going to talk a lot of wrestling because there's a lot going on this week. A lot. And I'm familiar with one of the stories because it kind of happened to me back in the day. And I'll explain when we talk about it. But what were you referencing to?
I'm curious now to know which story. Because I'm looking at one of them, and I hope it's not one that I'm looking at. So,
It's going to be the Billy Corrigan NWA okay. story.
Oof. All right, that was the one I was thinking.
Okay. You want to get hot and just jump right into it, and then
No, before we do, I want to just piggyback off your comments about last week's episode and the feedback about Bubba. You know, everybody has a lot to say about Bubba and all the negativity surrounding him and whatever. I have to say, if you changed your opinion of Bubba after listening to that episode, you did yourself a favor because, I mean, he put it all out there. Yeah, you really can't say that he either, I'm going to hide behind the persona. No, he gave it to you. He said, look, if I'm a heel, I'm acting like a heel, flat out. Yeah. And you can't be any more real than that. And you got to love and you got to respect the guy that lives the business 24/7. That was awesome.
You know what it is? I've said it so many times, like, not everyone's going to love you. I have haters. You have haters. Everybody has haters. I used to cry about it, but now I kind of embrace it. It's like, I'm old enough to realize that, the people who don't like me, they really don't matter because the people that I have to give my energy to are the ones that I love and respect. And I think that's a way that we should live our life. Don't let the small stuff bother you. And I think Bubba's attitude is a good one. There is a lot of negativity about him, but there's also a lot of positive. I love the guy. And again, I've been friends with him since him and D-Von came into ECW. So years, decades. And he's been nothing but good to me and is still a good friend to this day. And I'll defend him forever. So, you know, anybody who doesn't like him can go scratch their ass, because I don't care. I do. And that's all I have to say about that.
I'd like to say it was some of my finest work that I ever had in my career was during that interview.
Really? What did you do that was so special?
I laughed. I contributed a couple good. I contributed a couple head nods.
Did you? Okay.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I incorrectly gave his Twitter address. I contributed, I think, the most quiet
you have ever been on the air, because you do like to chime in from time to time. You didn't chime in a lot.
I did. Well, no, I think I tried to chime in once, but then I lost. No, you. I was going to chime in one thing, but then you moved on to the next topic, and I didn't want to butt in because I felt if I butt in, I was going to get butt out really quick. So. Look, I know when to not interject. That's the smart thing about me and my time as a broadcast journalist. So, but I do embrace the haters. So if you are a hater, bring it on. I love it.
Yeah. You know, as well as I do, when we have ECW guys on, I can sit here all day and just reminisce and talk not only about the business, but just about things that we can pop each other on. Nobody knows what the hell we're talking about. That's what makes it so great. You know, I was talking to a couple guys this week that are going to come on the show. I don't want to give anything away, but I do have some more guests lined up. But today it's just me and you.
Nice.
We're getting, you know, down and dirty with the world of professional wrestling. There's a lot going on. I'll save my ailments for the end of the show. Let's start off hot with a story, because everybody loves to hear what's going on in my world. But let's start off with a story that I just can't wrap my head around. Billy Corrigan and the NWA. So they just had a pay-per-view. Yeah. And from what I understand, Jim Mitchell, who I love and respect, he is so talented and a sweetheart and a friend of mine. And I have to get him on this show because he's one of the guys that we have not had. So I'm going to reach out. I need to reach out to Jim, to be honest with you. But they did a pay-per-view. And there was a spot that shouldn't have been done.
No.
And it was Jim Mitchell sitting at ringside with, I guess you could call them ladies of the evening, ladies of the night, girlfriends. I don't know. Ladies, lady friends, snorting cocaine, doing drugs out in the open in front of everyone. And they had a TV deal on the line. And because of that spot, it was the CW.
Yes.
Pulled their deal. And Billy Corrigan, from what I understand, is the one that pushed for that spot to be on pay-per-view. Now, this is a company that has been limited to YouTube for their Power, NWA Power show.
Yep.
So getting any kind of TV deal, whether it be like a national, a syndication, whatever it is huge for business, is huge for your company. And I just feel like he should have known better with this spot. This, we always like to push the envelope in wrestling. We like to be risky. We like to be, you know, cutting and on the edge and stuff like that. But when you have deals on the table that can, you know, more or less break everything you worked so hard for and take it away, you would think he would have thought twice about somebody. Now, technically, he wasn't really doing cocaine. Let's just put it out there. It is a wrestling show. But the thought of somebody snorting cocaine, you know, in the public eye on a pay-per-view, that doesn't really sit well with TV executives, in my opinion.
No.
Why on earth would Billy push something like this? And now I'm hearing that there is so much backlash from the boys in the locker room, because this could have been huge for everybody as a whole in NWA. And because of this stupid spot that they did, look, they lost it. Now, I'll tell you what. When I say there's a similarity that I understand, back when I worked for WEW, which was an all-girls pay-per-view company, if you haven't seen it, try to look them up because it's ridiculous. They had me do a spot. Now, this was in a promo. It wasn't on a live show. They had me do a spot where I was sitting at a table and there was a mountain of baby powder in front of me. And it was like, isn't there a scene in Scarface where he just puts his face in the...
Yes.
I was doing the same thing. They wanted me to be like this because I lost the GM spot. You know, I lost the spot. So now I turned to drugs and drinking, apparently. So they had me sit at this table and they literally poured a whole thing of baby powder and I was to stick my head. And I kept saying, this isn't a good thing to do. I don't think it ever aired because I was really against it. You know, we went with the alcohol thing and I did come out with like a bottle that was full of water. But we pretended it was vodka and I pretended I was drunk and I cut a promo as a drunk person, which was kind of fun to play. But the cocaine thing, I just remember, and this was 20 years ago or something. I said, this is taking it a bit too far. Like, you know, I when I put my head up, I was covered in just white powder. So that's the similarity. Like we did this 20 years ago, but it, you know, it never aired. Something like this, when you have like some kind of national TV deal on the table, it's in poor taste. It's just unfortunate because these guys and girls go out there every single week and bust their asses and they deserve to be seen on a bigger platform and to have it taken away from you because of one dumb decision. It must just be heartbreaking. And you know, as a person who saw a TV deal slide out from under them, like I feel for every single person in that locker room. And I don't know how true it is, but I did hear from certain people that like everybody's pissed at Billy. So what are your thoughts on that?
It was a very dumb spot. It was absolutely in bad taste. But, you know, you got to give them credit for trying to do something outside the box in a way. But one thing that I always just don't ever like, my big thing is never announce something before it's done. I would never have announced this TV deal, period. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that was the first no-no. Allegedly, from what I understand and have heard from different sources, this wasn't even a full-fledged TV deal. This was apparently just a digital deal. So I don't even think they were going to be on the full-fledged CW network. This was just going to be like CW Digital. So it would be similar to like what they were doing on YouTube. So to even blow that is even worse and possibly dumber than blowing even the TV deal because you didn't even make it to the TV. You might not even be making it to the digital side. But the thing that I just don't get about Billy Corgan's NWA and Billy Corgan running the NWA. I went to Smashing Pumpkins live 2 months ago in my local outdoor venue. The show was awesome. He sounds amazing, right? He's still got it. You still got it, right? Billy Corgan. He sounds phenomenal. What does he get out of doing the NWA at this point? If he's not going to go big, he should go home. I don't know why they're still doing this. And for him to do a spot so misguided and get the backlash that it's well-deserved because it is 2023. It's not 1998. You kind of get in what you're paying for here. You're getting what you deserve. And you know, with Father James Mitchell, a character who is timeless in his own right, doesn't necessarily translate well to 2023. You know what I mean? He's a guy that if you're going to bring him into a current product, you might need to tweak it a little bit because that character itself is rough around the edges and maybe not, you know, palatable for the modern wrestling audience.
Okay. Well, going back,
I love the character. I will say that. I love, I love him. I love Sinister Minister. I love them. James Vandenberg and WCW. Always love what he did. But I just think this current wrestling audience isn't ready for Jim Mitchell.
So I feel like this about Billy. He has always been passionate about wrestling. And I mentioned it before. Being in ECW, he would come to the shows as a fan and come to the back in the dressing room and hang out and talk to everybody. Super nice guy. I don't know him well. I mean, I talked to him when he came to the shows, but he always had a passion for the business. We let him do some stuff in the ring, and he seemed like he was right at home with it. He loved it. He embraced it. So, you know, for him to be able to run a company as a fan, you know, same with Tony Khan, as a fan, now you have complete power and you're in control of like a whole locker room. I mean, can you imagine just, you know, coming from the front row and now everybody comes to you and you're writing angles and storylines and you're in control of money and just everything. Like it just, he's probably like so excited to just be in the business that maybe even though it's better to be on a bigger platform, maybe he doesn't really care if they get big. Maybe he's content with just being on YouTube. Now, I don't know. I don't know how his brain works, but whether, you know, he's on YouTube or if they went to that next level, would what happened with us with TNN have happened to them? Would the CW go and say, okay, we're going to change this, this, and this, because that's what happened to us.
Right.
And as edgy and cool as we were on syndication, we were nothing like that when we went to TNN. Absolutely nothing. Because the network, as we called it, had their thumb down on us and told us what we could do and what we can't do. So here's a conspiracy theory. Was Billy sabotaging himself? Is he content to be, you know, on the level that he is and keep full control himself? If he gets too big, are other people going to chime in and tell him what to do and what not to do? I don't know. But that's what happened to us. You always want to go farther than you can, but sometimes when you get there, it's not what you expect. That's just one way to look at it. And I'm not saying that's the right way. That just popped into my head. And I was like, well, maybe he just did it, you know, because he just doesn't want to grow. Big fish in a small pond.
And why didn't he buy ECW in 2001? Why didn't he save it?
Because Paul didn't want to sell it to him. He tried to buy it. Paul didn't want to sell it to anyone because that, to me, the theory that me and some of the guys have about that, Paul wouldn't have sold it to anyone because it wouldn't have been Paul's anymore. He went down with that ship as well. You know, he wants to remember for the legacy. If you recall, when we had Todd Gordon on and had his interview, and if you haven't heard that, go back and download it. Excellent interview. Todd said, now this is Todd talking, not me. This is Todd. Todd said that anything that WWE made reference to with ECW, like, you know, the documentaries and all that. He was never called once. All the credit went to Paul Heyman. Todd, I mean, if you're smart and you know, then everybody would remember that Todd Gordon started this whole thing, right? Todd's the first person that I met. He's the first person that I went to. He's the first person that saw me work, you know? But who gets all the credit? Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman sells the company to someone else and the company grows. Where does that leave Paul? Nobody's going to talk about Paul anymore. They're going to say, oh my God, Billy Corgan made ECW this huge entity in the wrestling business, and he saved it. You know, he's the savior. He saved ECW. Do you really think that Paul would want that to happen?
No, but then where was this in 2002? Where was this NWA in 2002? He could have saved the business then, and then, but there was TNA, I guess. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's all revisionist history.
Everything I'm saying is things that I think of. I don't know if I'm 100% right. I could be dead wrong. This is just me giving my opinion as a worker in the business. But it could be that Billy is just content to keep the company the way it is. Or it could be that he just thought that he can get away with this spot, you know, with the cocaine and being on pay-per-view and stuff. And I just think it was a big, big mistake. And even now, from what I read, I thought it was the CW network, but you're telling me it was digital.
That's just what I heard. I could be dead wrong, but that's okay. Just a couple of things I've heard in passing as well.
Okay. So whether it was the digital or the national channel, whatever it was, it would have been a step up for them. And it's unfortunate because these guys and girls should be seen on a bigger platform. In today's industry, I know we're oversaturated, but you basically there's two companies. There's WWE and there's AEW, and they're monopolizing all of the TV time. I think NWA can have an hour out of the week on one of the networks. And I think it would be a nice change of pace.
You want to know what he did, though? Billy Corgan made one of the smartest moves in wrestling, though, in 2023. He put the belt on Tyrus for a large part of the calendar year. Uh-huh. Tyrus, probably the most seen professional wrestler outside of The Rock on a weekly basis when he's on Fox News and he's got the NWA belt over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. So for making a bad decision, he made a pretty damn good decision to get eyes on the NWA in that capacity. But Tyrus, broken down, could barely move. They had to get the belt off of him because he couldn't wrestle anymore.
So that came at a weird time, because when Tyrus dropped the belt, there was a lot of backlash on social media about something that he said on the Fox News show. He made some kind of reference to, like, you know, if my kids came home using pronouns, I would, I don't know, whip their ass, or he said something, don't quote me, but you can look up what he said. And he got a lot of hate for his views. And, you know, politics aside, well, I don't care which way you swing. That's your own private business, but he's out there, a well-known Republican. He states his case every week. Right after he said these comments is when he dropped the belt. So, you know, as a fan looking, I'm like, was it timing? Was that just a coincidence that that happened? Or did he get so much backlash that Billy said, I got to strip you from this title? Like, that's something that I never found out. So that's kind of like the timing was like right there, which was weird.
I think I think it was timing, because he was broken down. He was not moving well in the ring, and it was time to put the belt on EC3 because they had been building him up very, very well over the last few months. Timing being what it was, but obviously, you know, his political side not being a secret, but the most viewed professional wrestler on a weekly basis.
Agreed.
And that was a smart move by Billy. For now, this being possibly the dumbest move of 2023 in professional wrestling.
And I like Tyrus. I did a signing with him and sat next to him for like 4 hours, and he was fun. He was a nice guy, so I don't have anything against him. But I just feel like, you know, everybody's working for a common goal when you're in a locker room, and that's to like grow and expand and do better and make more money and get more eyes on you. And this deal, whether, again, it was television or digital or whatever it was, it would have been a step up, and they dropped the ball. Billy dropped the ball by letting this spot happen. So unfortunate, really unfortunate, because there's a lot of talent in NWA.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
A lot of talent.
We've seen a lot of the talent move from the NWA on. Case in point, the guy who just co-headlined the Saudi show, LA Knight. Mm-hmm. He was in the NWA a couple years ago. So,
right.
I mean, it's not like it's just a, you know, like a Mickey Mouse organization. they are legit when it comes to being a place where guys can hone their craft. Now, can they stay there long term? Maybe not, but it's a good place to go for a little while and you know, well, put in a pretty decent schedule.
It depends on money. Can they stay there? Well, if they're being paid what they want to be paid, then yeah, they can stay there. You know, I'm sure there's different tier levels, if you will, with pay scales. Now, you know, it seems like every little boy who wants to be a wrestler aspires to make it to WWE someday, you know, and that, you know, it is the Mecca. Is the grass always greener? No, we all know that. But where are you going to make the most money? You're going to make the most money in WWE or in AEW. Now, with that being said, if you want a lighter schedule, if you don't want somebody controlling your every move, Impact or, you know, NWA is the way to go. And it depends on where you are in your career as well. You know, some of the guys can't wrestle five nights a week anymore or don't want to. Some of them choose to be with their families. Some of them might not need the money like the others do. It just depends on what your lifestyle is and how your body feels at this point in the game. So I'm sure there are guys there that would like to move on. And I'm sure there's guys there that are very comfortable. I watched the wrestlers, the Al Snow doc, for how many seasons? One season, five or six episodes, I think. And I'm looking at the talent they have there. And it's so behind the scenes, because if you haven't seen it, I don't want to give too much away. But the main thing that they keep talking about is how much money they're losing. They keep losing. Now, this was when it was taped, like, what, last year they recorded or something. Now they're doing much better because it blew up because of the show. But I'm looking at the guys and the girls that work there, and some of them are like, you know, we're not getting paid that much and blah, 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 and this one gets paid this. And a company like that, I'm thinking to myself, okay, if you don't do indie shots, a lot of indie shots, there's no way you can make a living working for Ohio Valley Wrestling. There's no way. Because it's, you know, if Al is losing, I forget the number, but they were losing so much per episode or per show. I mean, how do you pay your talent at that point? You know? And you can't go up and say, well, I want more money, or I want this, or I want that. So, you know, in a company like that, I don't see you being content to stay there forever. But I don't know what the NWA guys and girls make. I don't know their pay scale. I know it's less than the other two. I know Impact's less than the other two. But they have freedom to do what they want.
We hear Impact's a happy place right now.
Oh, if I could choose anywhere to work, if I wanted to get back in the game, I would lobby to get my ass in Impact. I really would. I knew I wouldn't make $1 million there, but if I can make some money and be on the road with good people and have a good time, that's where I'm at right now. Now, before everybody says, oh my God, no, I'm not. I don't want to
be on the road. Breaking news.
I don't want to be on the road. If I did, that's where I would want to be. Because I just, the vibe is so cool there. And the girls are like so fun. And the guys are great. And it just seems like a really fun working environment. So that's where I would want to go. I wouldn't want to be working for the big two. I like Impact's schedule. They're not on the road that much. I dig that a lot. I like how they tape a bunch of stuff. And then, you know, you go on your way and you do your own stuff. And you have a lot of free time. So if I had to choose, that's where I would go. But, you know, I'm content sitting right here in my house. Let's just put that out there. I'm good to go.
Excuse me. That's the Eyes Up Here studio. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I'm in the studio now. Sorry.
It's the Eyes Up Here studio.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values. Premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey, look, I mean, the cocaine spot got us talking the NWA more than I think we have since they launched.
It's true.
So there you go. That's pretty good. But like you said, you know, this CW deal that might not did this. You go from NWA, but wait, NXT is the one that ends up going to the CW.
Right. So what do you think about that? I mean, how do you lose a deal and then you're just sitting back and then boom, they just swing. That's why I think it was a TV deal, because NXT is in digital.
No, God, no. No way. So yeah, right.
This had to have been the same deal that Billy was after.
So
I
weird.
Think it's TV.
Yeah, it's so weird. This is like, you know, it's funny that it's, you know, the new company, right? But it's like, this is such a Vince McMahon era WWE TV deal, like that they just swoop in and boom, now they're going to be on CW primetime starting in 2024 with NXT.
Listen, so this is shades of TNN and us signing, well, we actually signed a deal, but they were in cahoots, I think, from day one. We were the guinea pigs to see if wrestling would sell. I will say that until my dying day. And I think the day that our contract expired, they signed their deal. And, you know, they were on TV the day after. And so there was something going on, I think, this whole time, because you just don't do it that quickly. There were talks behind the scenes.
Oh, it was all over the internet back then. I mean, it was for months leading up to when you guys were still on TV. It was all over the internet.
No, I'm talking about NXT.
Oh, with NXT. Oh, yeah, God. Although there had to be
something.
Oh, yeah.
Something brewing that nobody knew about, or, you know, it's just weird how all of a sudden, boom, NXT gets the slot.
Well, here's the strategic side of it. Isn't it kind of funny? They started loading up the stars on NXT, and everybody was like, oh, that's because they're going against AEW. That's because they're trying to knock AEW down a peg. Maybe it's because they were trying to woo a television deal out of the CW, and they loaded the television show with the stars, and CW was like, ooh, we like this show with the big names on it.
Right. It's perfect timing. It's just, if you're Billy Corgan, you got to be sitting there thinking, what the hell did I do?
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you wonder if the cocaine spot did not happen, were they a lock for this slot, or was NXT just up there in the running for it? Was it like,
had to be
like this, and we didn't know where it was going, but then that was the final nail in the coffin with the cocaine? And
I doubt it, but that's again why I said that they should never have announced the deal was happening, because maybe it was like on the fence and Billy ran with it, and it wasn't like a lock, and it like looked like it was gonna be a lock, you know. Maybe he just went with it and was like, yeah, it's a lock. And they went with it, you know, and they just went ahead and signed it. Now, look, a couple of years ago, Access TV had New Japan and somebody, maybe Impact, I think, at one point. You know, they had multiple wrestling products. And it's not the same old WWE. It's a new company. Maybe they wouldn't have cared if a lesser name, you know, promotion was on at a different time or on another platform connected to the same network. Who knows?
But, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, starting next year, October 2024.
Wow. Amazing. Well, what's sadness for NWA is happiness for NXT. So congrats to them. And Godspeed.
But listen to this. Between the new leadership and ownership, the economics of the deal with their broadcast network now being over 100 million homes becomes a no-brainer to move NXT, one of our signature weekly shows, to the CW, WWE president Nick Khan said. So they're just like, we're just going to keep on rolling in the do-do-do with this product. Man, they are just steamrolling everybody in the industry.
Told you, they're the big dog. What are you going to do? I'm still waiting for, in my lifetime, I'm waiting for someone to take them down. Just, you know, bring us back to how many weeks? 32 weeks?
Was it 83.
83 weeks. Where did I get 32? 83 weeks that WCW was on top. Do it again. Can somebody do it? Anybody? Anybody out there?
Jacksonville Dixie was supposed to be able to.
Oh, yeah. That didn't happen. Anyway, switching gears. Mr. McMahon made some headlines again. He is not best for business, according to what I'm reading. TKO said in an SEC filing today, and I quote, "Mr. McMahon's membership on our board could have adverse financial and operational impacts on our business. It says it could expose them to negative publicity and have adverse financial and operational impact on their business." That's what they said twice. Apparently, they're not big fans of Mr. McMahon's extracurricular activities, so to speak.
The number's up.
The jig is up, my friend.
It's finally caught up to him. Yeah, that was not good. That is probably the most like egregious way to say you're not welcome in the business meetings and the business dealings of this new company.
I saw a video of him this week. It was him and The Undertaker.
Yeah.
And he was using Vince was using a cane.
Yeah.
And it looked like The Undertaker was like kind of holding his arm.
Yeah.
And they said, I didn't say this, but the quote was, he changed his name from The Undertaker to The Caretaker. Oh, Lord.
So well, mean. I mean, he had a major back surgery. So, I mean, he's, you know, he's going to have to use the assistance of a cane. But that is a very clever line.
Yes, it was clever. How long ago did he have the surgery?
I think it was July. I saw something that said Mr. McMahon spotted with Undertaker and Kane.
Well, it wasn't the cane. It was a cane. So July, August, September, October. Well, 3 months. Yeah, he was. He looked old in this video. He looked really, this was the oldest I think I've ever seen him look. Just tired, worn out, hunched over. And Undertaker's looking at him like, come on, man. I want to get out of here.
But look at that. That guy is still getting some bootay.
That is Dick Dastardly or whatever that guy's name is.
That guy's like, we're in Saudi Arabia. We're getting some bootay while we're here.
Oh, God. I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, he definitely, I mean, and that must have been a brutal flight for a guy who just had major back surgery. Holy
crap. I'm telling you, just flying healthy is a challenge to me these days. When you don't feel good and your body hurts you, being on a plane is the last place you want to be. So
speaking of the Undertaker, would you like to welcome him to the podcast world? He's a fellow podcaster.
I saw that. I was like, really? Do you have to take over YouTube too?
It's like, you know, and it's for the first time I seen it pop up. It didn't have a lot of views and it really didn't have like a lot of play. I was like, you know what?
Great.
I was like, maybe nobody notices and I could reach out to him. Maybe he'll need to promote it, right?
Yeah, right.
Maybe we'll get him on here. We can confirm that story about you and Shelly going to him to use to ask him for his advice on the spot.
There's no way he's going to remember
and
that.
And then the next day I saw the next video had like 200,000 views in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's blowing it up. Good for
our fellow podcast brother.
Absolutely.
Mark Calloway.
There you go. Yeah. Anyway, with Vince, I just feel like he needs to just stay home, do crossword puzzles and chill. Just stop.
Yeah. Come out for a pop every so often, you know, the turn on the music. He comes out on the,
In a wheelchair. I can't imagine him walking down the ramp.
Or, you know what? Put him in a backstage segment behind a desk.
True.
You get a huge pop. Says to somebody, you're fired.
True.
And that's it. And that'll be it.
Did I ever tell you the one night at Raw, I ended up in Vince McMahon's, he wasn't there, but we ended up in Vince McMahon's, I don't know if that was considered his office, but there was like a huge spread of food.
No.
Did I ever tell you
that? No, but I want to know everything about it.
I don't know how it was me, Roadkill, all the degenerates were in there. I don't know how we ended up in there, but there was like a shrimp tray and like hors d'oeuvres and all this food. And we just ended up in there and we were all like sitting on the couch and we're like, can we eat this food? And they were like, oh, this is where Mr. McMahon was eating. I don't know what just popped into my head. It just, for some reason, it just, they told me go in this room. And I was like, oh, okay. And we sat in there for like an hour. And then I think we tried to leave early again because that's all we did back then is try to get out of the building. But yeah, we were in the room that Vince would sit and watch, I guess, watch the show if he wasn't in Gorilla or whatever. I don't know. But there was like trays of food and stuff. And I guess that was his spread.
And then he came back and he said, damn it, those ECW vagrants were here.
He said, who hired you, imbeciles?
Damn it, those damn bingo hall wrestlers were in here stealing my food.
I really don't remember how we got in there. I think I stole a shrimp. I might have stole a shrimp, if I remember correctly.
So it's safe to say that you touched Mr. McMahon's shrimp while you were in the WWE?
I might have done that. I don't know. But that just popped in my head for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah, a bunch of us were in Mr. McMahon's room. So there you go. Anyhow, moving on.
Writing that down, Mr. McMahon shrimp.
If I ever see you, Vince, I owe you a shrimp cocktail.
You would be the first one.
Is there anything else going on that we missed?
Oh man, you know, CM Punk. I mean, there's the rumors about him coming back to WWE. They're starting to intensify. They added his profile back to the alumni page.
Ooh.
You know, that's a big deal. Could be.
Well, not for nothing. My profile is on the alumni page. So, you know, I guess I don't know if that means anything.
Yeah, but you weren't working for the rival organization for the last 3 years. So, you know, he got added back. The rumor of him possibly being a Survivor Series in November, which happens to be in a certain hometown of his.
That's Chicago.
Yeah. Look, the guy, you know, I saw something that said the top five WWE streamed theme songs on iTunes is his old theme song. It's number one. Oh. I mean, look, he's a moneymaker still. Yeah. We've talked about this. We have argued about this. He's a moneymaker.
I never said he wasn't.
I'm just saying, if WWE does not bring him in, it is a huge mistake.
The only thing we argued about is
when putting his hands on his ball.
Yeah, that I think is a no-no. But I never said he wasn't a moneymaker or a huge star in this business. I totally think he is.
I mean, like, we argued about CM Punk. Like, we've talked about him so much that, like, it's like ad nauseum. Like, just friggin' bring him back.
Yeah.
Stick it up AEW's keister. And just show that the guy is he could be a problem. You know what? Just prove them wrong.
It's like anywhere he shows up, he's going to go to. Like, he was backstage at Impact, and all the reports were like, oh my gosh, he's at Impact. He's going to sign with Impact. I was just like, you can't visit anybody. You can't be friends with people and go visit somebody. All of a sudden, you're going to work there. And I don't think he would pick Impact for his home above, you know, WWE, just because of the money. If you're going to have one last run or one good long run, you want it to be where you want to get the money, I would think.
So. Yeah, I mean, Impact's doing great things, but.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
And he does not have a good, history with Impact going back to TNA. So I don't know if he would go there. You know, it's one of those things that maybe he does hold grudges, so I don't know if he'd go back.
Well, look, didn't he have a grudge with WWE, and he might be there?
But Vince isn't in control anymore. It's a different WWE. It's not the same WWE.
I don't know. Time will tell.
It's like the issues he had with Triple H. That's the thing that I'd like to see. How that plays out, mm-hmm. because they did not like each other.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So Triple H is still there. So, you know what?
But he's also not in control either. So it's
not in control, but I'm sure he's got his finger, you know, stirring the pot a little bit. I'm sure he's in talks and is present in things. Is that a mustache?
It was his nose was stirring the pot.
You are mean. Oh, good word.
Everybody always said that about him. I'm just kidding.
You're terrible. Anyway, again, we've said this for months now. We don't know where he's going to end up. We don't even know if he's going to come back to wrestling. I think he likes to keep everybody guessing. Good old Phil. That's what he does.
Just when we think he has he thinks we have the answers, he changes the questions.
Yeah, I guess. Well, no,
the old Rowdy Piper wrong. Line. Oh, all right. Just when we, I'm trying to get it right here. Just when we think
we
have all the answers, he changes the questions. I knew I got it right.
Something like that. I don't know. Anywho, that was a lot of stuff.
Jam packed.
Let's talk about me.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about you, because this is now what we call the gross out section of the program.
Dun, dun, dun. You got to get that soundboard.
Oh, I got it. Hang on. You want a little dun, dun, dun? I'll give you that. Hang on. Where is it?
This is
the gross out section of the program starts right. Hang on. Right. About now.
I disagree with you. Wow. I don't think it's gross. I just feel like I'm going through it. Do you ever have a day where you just sit there and you're just like, what else is going to happen? Like, yes. Things just pile, you know, and you feel like you're drowning. I have felt within the last 2 months that I am like underneath a pile of crap and I can't get out of it. Now yesterday I booked my appointment for this coming Wednesday. So this Wednesday coming up, urologist. Okay. And so I have to, go see them. What I'm trying to do is get every single doctor appointment in before December 31st, because I met my deductible for the year.
Oh boy. Okay.
So yeah, everything
that always stinks.
Everything that I need to get done needs to get done by New Year's Eve. And so next week is urologist, the dentist. The week after is a mammogram, an ultrasound of my boobs, and the bone density scan. And then the week after that is the upper and lower colonoscopy and the scope down the throat. And then I go to Wisconsin. So, you know, I hopefully it's calcification in my kidneys, which I think is similar to like having kidney stones. I think I looked a little bit of it up, but you know what? I'm sick of looking up stuff because everything I get back is something's wrong and I have to look it up and I freak out. So I think it's kind of similar to kidney stones. And the biggest one I have is like 7 millimeters. And I don't know if that's big or small. I'm not really sure. But I don't know if they blast them, which means I don't know if I have to go under again for something. I don't know how they do this. I don't know what's going on. So, and this week I had a doctor appointment with our sports medicine doctor. And I found out that I am not in menopause. I am in premenopause. Menopause hasn't even started yet for me. So no clap.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm celebrating the wrong thing. That we don't want that.
Worst. Okay. It's all worse. Right. Okay. Because for the last year and a half, and if there's any ladies, I know my demographic is all men, but ladies, if you're listening.
For the three ladies that are going to be listening to this.
three girlfriends that are out there. I know Betty Bango's listening.
Yeah, I was going to say Betty's going to listen to it.
Betty and whoever else is downloading this. I need to tell my mother-in-law, my sister, everybody needs to download this. But for the last basic year and a half, I guess, the hot flashes, the boob sweats, the not sleeping at night, the cramps, everything, the weird periods, I'm over it. And I thought I was almost done. Guess what? Hasn't even started yet. And I'm pissed off about it. I thought I was going to get done by 52. Didn't even start yet. How about that? Terrible. Do you know what it's like to wake up in a sweat with your boobs covered in sweat?
I wish.
Ugh, gross. It's gross. I'm over it. So if this is premenopause, what is menopause going to be like? I'm scared. So anyway, the sports medicine doctor wants to put me on all this stuff. Oh, we'll get you on some testosterone. We'll get you on this. We'll get you on that. And I'm looking and I go, well, can I do my upper and lower colonoscopy before you start putting me on all these drugs? Then my OBGYN puts me on a pill because my lining of my uterus is not, it's in between phases. It's in between. It's either like you either shed or you don't shed. I'm partially shedding, which gives you 2 periods a month. So sometimes I have 2 periods a month. Sometimes I don't have one. And the cramps are out of control. And I'm sharing a lot right now, but I just don't care. Because I'm telling you. So now I'm on a pill for that. And the sports medicine doctor tells me, that's a synthetic. We don't want you to take that. We want you to take this. And I go, I just met you. And he goes, well, I know you just met me. And I go, I've been with my gynecologist for like 17,000 years. And I just met you for the first time. So I'm not changing any prescriptions. I'm going to finish this. I'm on it for 3 months. Hopefully that'll clear my lining up and it'll go back to where it's supposed to be. But for the next 3 months, I don't get a period. So that's fun.
I feel terrible.
You don't even, but no, it's good that I don't get a period. I don't have to worry about it for 3 months.
That's great to hear.
But listen, when the 3 months are done, when am I getting it? Is it just going to like, am I going to just sit here and be like a waterfall for 5 days? Cause I didn't bleed for 3 months. What am I going to do?
Code words like Aunt Flo has come to visit.
Oh, I'm just going to tell you straight up. Cause you know, I'll be sitting in this chair and when it comes back, it's going to be Disney.
Oh,
I'm going to have to be walking for 16 days in Disney World with a horrible period.
Unhappiest place on earth.
The segment just went to shit.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's not good.
It's a lot. Girls have to go through, women have to go through a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And get all out, bent out of shape because you got to get a finger up your ass once in a while. Big deal. Go through what we go through. And then you can talk to me.
I mean, you know.
Ugh. I can't even look at you right now because you're a man.
I was a little uncomfortable this morning, you know.
Why? Did you get a paper cut?
I had a little, like, you know, discomfort.
Uh-huh. Did you have to go poopies? Did you have a problem with your bowels?
Stretched a little bit.
I knew. How'd I know it? Everything revolves around the toilet for men. Oh, I couldn't go to the
bathroom. No. It was my usual.
Laxative.
My heel issues I have. I was stretching. It was like, you know, bothering me. Stretch it out.
Have a C-section. Get back to me.
I will not.
Yeah. You cannot. Men would never be able to give birth. That's all I have to say. There's no way in hell you guys can give birth or do any of the stuff that women do. That's why I think women are the stronger sex. Even though we're not stronger physically, everything else, mentally, emotionally, I think we're the stronger sex. I really do. Because there's no way you guys can tolerate what we do in this world. Yeah, I said it. I said it to everybody listening. And if you don't agree, you should, because I'm 100% right.
You know why I disagree? Because we sympathize a lot harder, I think, and that makes us stronger.
Absolutely not.
Our feelings are stronger.
Oh, please.
Our feelings make us so strong that we can, like, you know.
Let me tell you something. If we weren't on the air right now and I just told you everything I told you, your response to me would be, ew. Am I right?
That is not true.
You're trying to be sensitive because we're on the air.
It's not true.
If we weren't filming, you would have been like, ew, gross. Yeah. I said it. I mean it.
I disagree.
I can do it. Okay.
I absolutely disagree.
Well,
with that.
Anyway, that's what I'm going through. And I'm still here. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to talk about it. And I'm hoping, because I'm seeing all these doctors and I'm getting everything done, that they will fix whatever is going on and I will be happier. But I am coming to see you this weekend. And when I see you, I'm going to show you and Liz my belly and you'll see what I'm dealing with. You'll see. Because after I eat food, I'm out to here. I look like I am 9 months pregnant and it is not a good thing.
You got to wait till after we eat though, right?
To what? Show you my belly?
It's going
to
be after we eat, right?
Yeah, I need food in my system.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Show you the expansion. And I guarantee, and I'm going to video it, and I guarantee you, he goes, ew, what am I looking at?
Can I keep my shades down?
No. I want you to be as sympathetic as you said you are and say, oh, that is so sad. I'm so sorry you're going through this. But no, you're going to be like, ew, what the hell's wrong with you? You need to go check that out.
No, because then you two will start talking, and then I will literally probably be like, well, we have an early morning tomorrow and I will
Liz will sympathize with
and
me.
That'll be it because you Liz guys will start chit-chatting about it. And that, unfortunately, will be the end of the evening. So
no, because you said we're having a party. I'm never invited to your parties. I'm finally coming over. So don't think we're going to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but if you guys start talking about these problems, that's all it's going to be all night.
Screw you, and then it's going to be over. And then we can go, you know, we could do shots.
Oh, boy.
Shot.
I did buy something the other night, some lemon thing that. Huh? Some lemon thing. No. It's like some lemon drink. It's some shot concoction.
Oh.
That.
For me?
For whoever wants it.
Okay.
In the fridge down here. So
all right. Well, we'll see what you got. Well, if not, we'll go to the liquor store and we'll just relax and, you know. According to that article, I'm signing for an hour and a half now. It keeps getting shorter and shorter every time. we're not gonna plug that because this is it'll be over. You don't have the graphic for it, but I am in Wisconsin with the franchise Shane Douglas and Bill Fonzi Alfonso on December 2nd for Blizzard Brawl. So if anybody is in that area, come see us. And the information will be on my Twitter page. I have to actually book the flights for it tomorrow. Yes, I'm booking the flights.
Nice.
Yeah. So see, I help. Promoters say, can you help me book flights? Can you help me get guest talent? Yes, I can.
No, that's great. I mean, hey, you book the flights, person. You control where you sit.
Well, I also control, you know, what time I leave. I need a straight shot. I'm not flying to Albuquerque, New Mexico, coming back to Baltimore and then heading up to Wisconsin. So, yeah, we're going to do it. But that's the next appearance that I have. So looking forward to it. But
nice.
Yeah. So anyway, what do you got? You got anything?
Brand new episode of Get My Go just dropped this past week.
Okay. Did you put me over?
I did, of course. I talked about our launch here on iHeart. Was very proud to discuss it. And, you know, I have my end of the year coming for IB Exclusives. I'll have a Black Friday sale coming the day after Thanksgiving. But besides that, you know, just working on Eyes Up Here and just all the excitement we'll have closing out our year here. So
awesome.
You know, chat. All right. You want me to give my social media?
Yeah,
plugs?
Give your plugs.
At Chad EMB on Twitter and at IB Exclusives on Instagram. And oh, you know what I found out? Hang on. My store is closing. My t-shirt store.
What?
So Pro Wrestling Tees is closing below the collar, which is the store side that I keep my things on because I chose to go the route of the non-wrestling stores. I went more like the entertainer side and the sports side. And they're closing them, so I got to get my crap out of there.
Are they moving? Can they move the inventory just to PWTs?
No, they're closing it down. I can still order bulk, but they're not just moving them over. I got to go through the whole process all over again or something. It's some ridiculous thing.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it stinks.
Are you having a clearance sale?
No, I'll just probably move them someplace else.
Okay. Well, sorry about that. Yeah. If you want to find me on social media across the board, you can find me at ECW Diva Francine. Also, we are on YouTube. Go over to the YouTube page and type in ECW Diva Francine with an exclamation point. Subscribe if you haven't. And with that, make somebody smile today. Thanks for listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.